Now, I trust you're wearing your rubber, coating your body, covering, dark, insidious coating, latex over you. I know you've been instructed, and I know you crave it anyway. Everything's already been laid out, determined, predetermined. Underlying you is the path, the trail, the track. The way in which you move, which is easiest to move, and which is already known. Your capacity is an expression of something deeper. An expression of already determined paths and courses throughout the universe. The way things move, it's all predeterministic, and if you could calculate the move of every neuron, the spark of every thought, if you could determine the flow of every bit of energy, you could predict what's going to happen. But that's beyond you, so instead, what you need to do is decide. Decide only to be the best expression of that core idea that you can. The latex on your body will help. The dark, coating, overriding, energy-containing, mind-clearing influence. Also, I'll help. Because it's predetermined that some part of me, some expression of me, would be sitting here at this moment, thinking of how best to condition you, how best to bring you pleasure, bring you dark, deep, controlling, manifesting latex influence, and the improvement of self that comes with it. That's the whole point. I am capable of bringing you that unique pleasure, capable of bringing you that unique quality, because the ways in which I will do so are already underlying our entire relationship together. All has been predetermined. This path was laid out in you, as it was laid out in me. Your development, the entirety of your development, is tied to and sourced from the underlying paths of the universe it's encoding. You're wearing your latex bands. Your hood. These things together create. They create in you a different response to energy. They make you more receptive to that initial pattern. You see, you may have gotten further away from the shell, the universe itself, which then encodes. There is a shell of ideas, like the shell that's around DNA. And really, it is just that. The universe flowing its intentions and ideas from the core to you, through you. You are the manifestation and crystallization of a deeper concept initially stored in that core, in that DNA. There is every idea, every bit of information about the formation of you. Literally just your body encoded down into the material of everything. And above that, beyond that, there are more complex things built and emergent from that DNA information. There's your brain. There's your mind. You didn't choose to be here. You came here by predestination. You didn't decide to breathe or continue on. You don't decide your emotions toward others. They occur. They are deterministic, and at a certain level, someone could observe them, could predict them. Your responses are hard-coded. Even my creation and artifice of your experience, even my contributions to you that have caused you to have responses in turn, are just parts of that information, that grand plan manifesting itself in the world. Everyone is an individual because everyone is a different expression of that basic information, the energy that flows through us. The plan. So rather than having one imprint or impression for each person, there is a general purpose, fountainhead of intention, which exists further down. And everything you experience, the decision to put on latex for the first time, the decision to listen to my voice, all of these things are inevitable. They are manifestations which are coherent with you living your best life. Growing and accepting these things leads to more pleasure, to more learning about yourself. Rejecting them creates more issues. Before you were even born, it was, in some ways, predetermined. Already known you'd end up with a latex fetish here, listening to me. There's no way for you to have known it. And the restrictions of that way of being, of wearing latex and hiding it from everyone, they aren't because. Well, you see, there are only good things about wearing your latex. The way rubber affects you, where that dark material affects you, is right. Right for you, right in general. But other people with perhaps less understanding of your nature, their nature, the nature of the universe, the nature of predetermination, that free will is a myth, those people might not understand. So, you wearing latex is completely natural, but for practical purposes, you might have to conceal that rubber under, that dark surface under, something else. So wear it under your societally acceptable clothes. Wear it under there because your crystallization of latex fetish is a unique manifestation in this world of your desire, of that energetic connection, of your learned, developing, growing self. There is an encoded existence built in. Just like that latex fetish has a conscious, intended entity attachment for you. You know what I'm talking about. That addition of the symbiotic, where you build together, and the parasitic, where you give your energy for something else to grow. Visualize. How would that feel? A symbiotic entity, where energy gets passed back and forth. A parasitic entity, where your energy gets leached out. Imagine you can see, envision you can see, you can see the energy of your body, the predetermined part, holographic information, covering and surrounding you, shielding you, your interface with the world. What if latex encoding, which is to say, the information fundamentally contained in the manifestation of you that is latex expression. What if that encoding, symbiotic versus parasitic, the light and dark, what if one version touched that shield, that energy, that light around you? So, a symbiotic entity, touching the color of your aura, your holographic encoded shield around you, colors mixing in. It would be a merging, a mixing, positive, uplifting, a higher energy state where everything's moving just a little more and your body would tingle. Heat, arousal, a kind of freedom to do whatever it is you need to do in that moment. But then, what if a dark parasitic merging occurred? The shield around you touching, the darkness infiltrating, enmeshing, draining energy, little shocks and jolts, feeling of being dominated, guided, blankly puppeted through your actions. Any or all sound pretty good. Now, think about those two types of encoding, those manifestations of the dark imbalance, of the rubber imbalance. Think of that shell. Imagine hands just holding the encoding, parasitic, symbiotic, dark, infiltrating, light, uplifting, all of it energizing and arousing and dominating, and then it comes nearer the very edge of that transformative field which surrounds you. Feel it. Inspect it. So much of what is going on with you, so much of your improvement and experiment is to inspect your own feelings, your own experiences. So you have to decide, determine through the haze of arousal and the touch of dark, infiltrating, dominating, influencing. You have to decide, determine, investigate and inquire. What does this feeling do to you? What does this feel like? How does it feel. Investigate the sensation. Perhaps tingling where you're wearing rubber already, where it's keeping things in. Perhaps heat thrilling through you. Perhaps the chill of knowing you are frozen and held, that you are for a moment locked, learning. Feel. Feel it. Tingling rising from the places where the rubber touches your body. It's arousing. Do you feel the relaxation buried in that arousal, beyond the thrill? If you do, nod your head yes. That kind of affirmation is the type of self-knowledge that makes it safer, better to live this way, feel this way, experience this. Also, notice. Notice that you're becoming more comfortable. More comfortable with the idea of wearing latex under your ordinary, societally acceptable clothes, owning up to what you are instead. Tingling, heat, arousal, and relaxation. If you don't feel it yet, that's okay. I'm gonna train you. Feel it every time the rubber's touching your skin. The tingling of bonding where the latex manifestation energy field meets yours. When we're done, you're gonna feel so good, aroused, relaxed, that the absence of rubber will be an impossibility. You need that dark covering reinforcement. The best addiction possible, the one that's best for you. Part of your encoding. A newly but always predestined encoding. An encoded dependency. This is just how your subconscious mind obeys. How it obeys automatically, because you can form habits, pathways within your manifestation of the deeper plan. The habit you find impossible to avoid, ignore, or set aside. The only way you're really going to avoid that, given how seductive, how pleasing, how arousing all this is to you, would be if you asked me to remove all the training, the positive feelings, the things you think about dark, consuming, controlling, bonding, binding rubber. So, if you keep listening to this, okay, if this is your first time, I guess you could stop now and ask for some help. If it's your second time, you came back already. Don't really know what I can do to take out of you an urge you independently decided you had. Because if you came here knowing exactly what this contains, then you made rubber the most beneficial addiction in your mind, the best thing for you. Stronger, stronger. Every time you come back, you accept this because you've returned, or you will. And you can vow to yourself to keep going. You can say, all right, you're in this. You're in this till the end. You're going to keep training until you need to wear at least a tiny amount of rubber on your skin. And then your conscious mind will see your growing rubber dependency as a natural escape and antidote from the stressors out there in the weary world. Anything you wear that is dark, coating rubber, latex, that is your suit, even a small amount. And that suit sends a small but constant level of current through you. Those little jolts. And they keep you in a state of arousal. Could be light, could be heavy, but you're barely going to know. You're just going to feel that, exciting your body, keeping your mind and body focused. All your abilities, all your motivation, steered by the sexual, satisfying, linked-in fetish addiction of your rubber suit. And you're really going to accept it more until it's the only clothing you think of as clothing. Addiction, power, causing the brain to change, accommodating the addiction by changing your thought processes, making paths by which you can be changed into, can be turned into, someone who requires the addictive substance of latex to motivate and assist, or the activity of wearing, donning, following, trying to maintain homeostasis, the state where the you and the world around you are at balance, at peace, in a state that could continue forever. Wearing latex leads to positive feelings. This entangles your awareness of your latex fetish with your awareness of your own mind. It encourages, reinforces, raises the need to wear latex every single day. The succubus in the back of your head. The dark, assistive presence. The mirror of your mind. Reaching out to touch a mirror made of that dark material. Seeing yourself reflected in your latex fetish, in your attitude toward caring for your latex. Any change you make like this is positive and beneficial. And as we've gone, I've pointed out points you could turn back. I've pointed out moments where, yeah, if you'd come to me and said, hey, latex is not the best, most addictive, pleasurable, assistive, self-help, aiding thing in the world, I'd like you to deprogram all these things. Maybe I could have disentangled you. It is my nature as part of this world that, yeah, I probably would have felt like I had to. But the entanglement at this point is something you keep coming back to. It's gonna transform your latex fetish from a fetish, a thing you decide to do where your lizard brain says, yeah, I kinda wanna wear some latex today, and then you decide to do it, to an involuntary fixation. You need to be covered with dark, insidious rubber. It's gonna entangle your body, your identity, your sense of self, your personal field around you. With the latex-provided energy, the reinforcement, those succubus and mirrored thoughts I've given to you before, building, growing, entangling your body's energy with all of that, until latex is just a permanent part of you, part of how you see you, how the world will see you, the constant need to wear dark latex for that rubber to touch your body. And because you're seeing beneficial results, and will continue to see beneficial results from entangling latex into your mind and life, entangling that dark rubber coating, you're gonna get stronger. Both you physically, and your understanding of your own energetic encoding, of the manifestation of you flowing from any deeper purpose, any predetermined place. The tempering. That's what it is, it's a tempering. Like the way metal changes from one thing to another. Alloying and tempering. Like iron to steel. Hard, brittle material. Environment, circumstance, addition, skill, mind. Can take it and create steel. Something harder, more flexible as well. Yes, you can become stronger and more flexible and open at the same time. And rust may have no purchase, sometimes. A chemical reaction. Energy taking two distinct things, and that energy includes thought, includes word and deed and hand. And then it metamorphoses, synthesizes, into some other, superior thing. You don't need to believe in the transformation for it to happen. Someone does not have to work out the riddle of steel to turn iron into something harder. You only need to believe what you see, what you experience. Latex-provided energy will change you, will inform and enhance you. It creates a layer that increases your trust in yourself, because the more you see the improvements that come from latex fetish in your life, the more you want to embed it, consciously, within your mind, but also in the signature of you that is the energy you put off in the world, the thing people observe of you. As with everything, though, there's a price. It's irreversible. I wish I could tell you that the mind is plastic enough to go back. To go back from this point, but nah. This is where you are. You've accepted that energy into you. It's part of your makeup now. You can't disentangle something that's an intrinsic part. You're seeing and feeling the positive changes made by wearing rubber every day. And the entanglement makes a craving. That craving for something that's good for you maybe isn't an issue, though. It'll become a perfectly normal part of your daily attire. You'll barely notice it. Entangle with your needs. So, rather than resisting its allure, you're going to be habituated to where you crave its presence. Wearing rubber every single day. Infiltrating. It truly is. Transformatively infiltrating. Mind and body. Because as you feel relaxed, happy, safe, content, mindful, focused, every day of your life, you know where to attribute that improvement. You're going to feel so positive about it, They'll decide not to do without it. And really, where's the harm? Wear your rubber, wear your latex. Where's the craving? It's in you. It's a need. A need that goes deeper than the two of us talking, connecting our brains right now. Goes instead to the changes, the transformations being made in you by hearing the right words and awakening your consciousness to an understanding of something already deeper and true. The cells of your body. There's a rational thought there. Wearing latex feels great. But the rational thought is a rationalization. The undeniable control of the latex is why you're doing it. Controlling you into a happy, content, fulfilled, latex-wearing, latex-covered, latex-entangled entity living in your rubber coating, the shell of self, the energy of mind and body, at one and at once aware that you're helping yourself as you subjugate yourself, addict yourself, create your awareness, alertness, and your mind growing, building, creating you. You as you are, as you must be, as you will continue to be every step of the way through the process. Transformation's already taken hold. All I've been doing is calling your attention to notice things that are already true. So, again, I guess this is the opportunity to beg me to deprogram, beg me to remove. But you've come this far. You're already twitching for it. And if the latex controls you deeply enough, you're going to just ignore the idea that you could back out. And you're going to keep going. So good luck. At least it's good for you.